This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thanks for joining me today, Mike. I always appreciate talking with you about the NFL schedule. Generally, it's the other way around. Like, I'm on your show. We talk a lot about it, but I figured I'd ask you some questions about the NFL schedule. So thanks for doing this.
My pleasure. It's one of my favorite subjects. This morning, I also have my podcast where myself and three others will babble on about trends and fantasy drafts for 2 hours. So I maybe like 1A, 1B as far as my favorite things to talk about.
Who knows? While we're on the air here, we could get some more, you know, schedule announcements or leaks or whatever, but they're starting to come in. And now that we're talking, it's really good timing because we just learned this morning the entire international slate. I shouldn't say that. It hasn't been officially announced about the Chiefs, I believe, being the opponent against the Chargers, but it's pretty much out there. But Everything else is official and no Bills international. What did you think for the last couple months about the Bills possibly playing international in Dublin or maybe even in London against the Browns?
I always sort of like those games, and so I wouldn't be traveling to them. You would be, and fans would be, and I think that that's kind of a special opportunity where, you know, we sort of grew up, if you were an avid fan, imagining perhaps dreaming about going to see the Bills, whoever, in every stadium or as many as you could, those one time in 8 year opportunities that it, how it used to be to see them in Lambeau Field or wherever. So to see them in Madrid or Dublin or Brazil would be, you know, amazing in that context. But, you know, it's also not everybody's sort of routine to see them play. Not all those games are going to be 9:30 in the morning. And so that's different. I guess I didn't really care too much one way or the other. You were saying how you thought it was possible that they could get that Steeler game, but ends up being that the Vikings will play back-to-back, which is interesting. I could see the trade-off there, Sal, where they play 2 weeks in a row in Europe. You know, that's a long time. We've talked about with the Bills and the Jacksonville game a few years ago, how maybe Jacksonville had an advantage being acclimated, having been over there already. And, you know, also in this way, the Vikings won't have to go to Pittsburgh or Cleveland. So a chunk of their road schedule is basically neutralized.
We've learned over the last, you know, few weeks, I didn't know this for sure. I've never gotten this intel or information from Mike North, having him on the podcast for all these years. But then when it started to come out and I kind of said, okay, wait, what's going on here? It was confirmed. Teams can protect two games from going international if they are the home team. Let's just kind of hypothesize here. Do you think the Steelers protected the Bills game from going over there?
I don't know their whole list, so So maybe
it's their North opponents. Then you have the Bills, the Packers, the Colts, the Dolphins, the Vikings, and the Seahawks.
Possible. Teams' incentives would be different.
Yes.
Like the Chargers reportedly protected two games that were not division games. Mm-hmm. Hence, the Chiefs end up going to be their opponent at a neutral site in Sao Paulo. So maybe, I think we knew that Green Bay was going to be protected, right? Because Mark Murphy from Green Bay said, we're not going. We know that we're not going. So that's probably what happened there. But, you know, some teams would want to prevent having the visiting team's fans just sort of take over their stadiums. If Tennessee, I wonder if Tennessee had an international game, they would have wanted to have it be the Bills so that they wouldn't have Nashville overrun by 50,000 Bills fans.
Right.
Incentives could be different, but it's hard to know.
So let's talk about week one, because we know the opener. First of all, what do you think about the, I didn't get a chance to talk. I was off yesterday after we kind of had that reveal. What do you think about the opener, Cowboys at Eagles?
I think it's okay. I mean, Dallas is Dallas. I liked the Washington idea, mm-hmm. and even the Rams. Detroit's on their home schedule too. But I have always had this feeling that those opening night primetime games don't have to be so good on paper. Mm-hmm. Like they're going to be hits already. So it doesn't have to be the best matchup. You wouldn't see the Super Bowl rematch necessarily be in that first game, although the Eagles play the Chiefs on the road, so that wasn't going to happen anyway. But yeah, Dallas-Philadelphia looks good every time. The uniforms are always the same. It's always green, Philadelphia in green and Dallas in white. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, right. We don't know the Sunday night game yet, week one, or Monday night game yet, week one. Josh Allen is going on to the Today Show on Wednesday morning. I wonder if that's going to be a reveal for week one Sunday night football. I think it's very, very possible. What do you think the chances are that that is kind of why he's going on and the Bills being in that slot?
It's definitely possible. We ran with the idea that it would be around Christmas, most of our show yesterday. Whether they would announce the Peacock holiday exclusive, Sal,
right,
on the Saturday night or not. Bulldog seemed to remember that with the Chargers, they did specify
that
the Peacock
correct.
Game. So maybe they would do that, maybe not. There's also the Sunday night that week. There's the Hallmark movie. It could be the last regular season game at the stadium. Mm-hmm. It's week 17. So I would guess in that direction. The Bills on week one on Sunday night would make sense. You've got the NFC on Thursday night. That's maybe Baltimore or Cincinnati on Sunday night, but I don't need it. I think there are, as always, tons of good choices available. And then the Monday night is that times 10, because the Monday night could be anything. I have a favorite for the Monday night, just like a sort of a pet idea.
All right.
If you want it.
Yeah, I would love it.
Because it would be their NFL debuts, I like Jacksonville at Vegas for Hunter and Genty on Monday night. Vegas has played in that slot before.
Yeah.
And they've never been good during this, but they still get it. Pete Carroll's interesting. Jacksonville is not so interesting, but Hunter is. So I think, you know, those two guys playing their first game in the league against each other in Vegas out west. Although maybe that's better if there's two games in week one. And I guess we don't really know for sure, right? They have done that, but recently it's been weeks two and three where they've had doubleheaders.
Yeah, and I'm not sure. The NFL hasn't kind of specified that. It's actually one of the things that have been under wraps this year when they're doing those doubleheaders. They will have some of those this year. Going back to the Saturday weekend of Christmas, and I know I sent this to you yesterday, and you and Chris talked about it a little bit. What it says on the release is the Peacock Holiday Exclusive will be selected from a pool of key NFL Week 17 Saturday matchups. So I just don't think we're going to get a game that announced about that night. I think you're going to get what we do every year. Here's five games that could be played at any time that weekend, and at some point, we're going to be told which game that is at that night.
Maybe. It's just ambiguous enough for me to wonder. Because they don't say when they're going to make that selection.
That's true.
But, you know, it's a fair point for sure.
All right. So Mike Schoep, by the way, here on the Western Hotline, we're talking schedule release for the Buffalo Bills. What would be if the Bills are the week one Sunday night home team? What do you think the best opponent there would be from the NFL's eyes, from NBC's eyes? Jeremy and I talked about either Ravens or Bengals here. And I think those are probably the two likely choices. Would you have a favorite that would go in that spot?
I think they're the only choices. Okay. Can't be Philadelphia or Kansas City anyway, because they're already booked.
Yep.
For week one, I think Baltimore far outranks Cincinnati. Just the Jackson and Allen, they've been top two in MVP each of the last 2 years. Playoff rematch. I mean, that's a Titanic game. I think for week 17, the Bengals could fit there. There's history with them too, and it's also kind of like around the date of the Hamlin game, and I just think Cincinnati would be in play for week 17. I think also the Dolphins would be in play for that game,
100%,
because end of the stadium, or even the Jets, but the Jets could be so bad. I think if it's late, then more teams are in play. If it's week one, it's got to be Baltimore. There's nobody else who would make it to Sunday Night Football week one, I think. That's kind of why I don't think it's the Bills. Like, I like Detroit-Chicago with Ben Johnson.
The Bears are getting a lot of love right now, and I think the Bears are going to be featured quite a bit this year.
Yeah, and the Eagles, we already know four of their games. Are they that interesting? Like, is Philadelphia so interesting that we should know four of their games before, you know, Tuesday the sun comes up?
Super Bowl champs, big market, and there's just always seems to be drama with them, right? Personalities.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, they're not, if I may, they're not the Chiefs for me. Like, Kansas City is more like, they're sexier than Philadelphia.
All right, Mike. So 2 years ago, I think a lot of us were surprised by a couple of the primetime games the Bills got. They got a Denver game here at night. Yeah. They got a Buccaneers game here at night. If there's an under-the-radar Bills primetime game that we haven't talked about, a team like, you know what, like that could happen, who would it be? And I say this also thinking back to the conversation with Mike North on the podcast, which is when he said, look, back in the day, we would put the Bills on primetime against a team that would carry the primetime. The other team was the anchor. Now the Bills can be the anchor. We could put somebody else there. And I think about that now.
I think I have a real, they can't be that confident with the schedule. Like, it's almost all going to be wrong. Right. But for me, the easy answer to this question is at Atlanta.
Ooh.
Atlanta is a big market, and they're interesting, I think, now with Michael Penix. They might not be bad. Buffalo at Atlanta on a Thursday or Monday night seems kind of perfect. So that would be my guess.
What about at Carolina? I've thought about them a little bit here too with Bryce Young. They started to play a little bit better as the season went on. There's a lot of connections between Buffalo, Carolina storylines, obviously, you know, with McDermott and Bean and all that.
They do have a night game a long time ago well, but I don't know. I just don't like it on paper very much. I think Carolina is interesting, but I think they have to go a level up first. There's also Tampa. New Orleans might be really bad, though they've been a Thanksgiving night game before with the Bills. I guess it's debatable, but Carolina is not even Atlanta to me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices, you'll look good, and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thanksgiving night game you just referenced has not been revealed yet. I mean, we know the Bills are not playing on Christmas night. I don't believe they're going to play Christmas at all. It seems like that's the case. It still could happen. I don't think that's going to happen. We know they're not Black Friday. We know they're not Detroit Thanksgiving. We know they're not Dallas Thanksgiving. You do have that Thanksgiving night game, though, that I keep thinking about. Is that a possibility for the Bills?
I guess. I would ask you. I guess it is. That could be like the Steelers game. That could be even a home game. But I don't know. There's really no formula for that game. I mean, those have been NFC games. I think we might have had the Ravens Steelers once, or maybe not. But we've had the Saints. We've had San Francisco, Seattle on Thanksgiving night. I feel like it could be anything.
Mike, what is your idea for an 18th game when the NFL eventually goes 18 games? This is going to happen. I just think it's a fait accompli. It's going to happen. What is your idea for how to do that?
I guess it probably has to be the inverse, if that's the right term for it, of what they're doing with the 17th game, which would be another first place team from the other conference, but home instead of away, or vice versa. It would create a slight, you know, continuation of the schedule imbalance in terms of strength of opponents. If the Bills were to play another first place team and say the Patriots were to play another last place team, but I don't know that the league would see that as bad. I mean, probably not. The bottom line is always the entertainment value of the product. Mm-hmm. And those 1v1 games are huge games. So if you had this year the Bills and the Rams, or the Lions again, you know, is that something the league would make an effort to avoid? No. I mean, Kansas City, same thing. I mean, you'd have another big matchup, and, you know, seven teams make the playoffs. I don't think the league would consider it too penal for the top teams. So I think that's probably what they'll do. Do you agree?
Yes, I do. But I do think, you know, there's a discussion about the imbalance that you made. And even Mike kind of recognized that when we talked. And maybe it could be, instead of a first place team, maybe a second place team or a third place team, something like that, right? Where, yeah, you're still doing a crossover based on your finish, but it doesn't have to be the first place finish.
Well, really what they should do is let us decide, because we will just do it in the best interest of the sport. You know, like, just what would be, if I were the commissioner of a sports league, I would definitely have a hand in the schedule. These are the games I want to watch.
Yes.
So with football, you don't get, everybody doesn't play everybody every year like they have in all the other sports. I mean, all three other sports, baseball now, you get the Yankees get every National League team in their stadium, and the Yankees go to theirs every year. So there's nothing left. There's no, you know, intrigue in this way left. So football still has that, which I like. I always have liked the football schedule, how, you know, you'd go years without seeing certain teams from the other conference. Now, again, that's changed with the 17th game. It probably will change further.
NHL schedule used to be a little bit more, you see teams a little bit more often. I liked the old schedule versus what they do now and the way they do it. Obviously, the playoff format I don't like, but I used to like, you know, growing up and knowing you'd see what the Oilers would come to town maybe twice a year, I think it was. Okay, once. Yeah, you'd go there once, they'd come here once, right? And then you'd play, obviously, division games. You played eight times.
Right. That's how it is now. They've changed it a lot. I mean, over the years, you used to have so many more division games than now. I mean, the Sabres played the Leafs three times. They didn't see Tampa until like March.
Right.
This year. So that's different, but it's still just the one home and away versus the West. They've tried everything. Hockey. I guess it's okay.
A couple of fantasy questions for you, if I may. I'd love to do that. All right. So you're involved in a lot of these leagues. You've been in, you know, been drafting. It's getting closer to time. I know you do a whole different bunch of formats. Rookies. Lots of talk about these rookies this year. You're talking about Travis Hunter, Ashton Jeanty. Who have been the hot rookies? How high have they been going? And kind of where's everybody putting a little bit more stock this year?
Yeah. The dynasty format is so much fun, if anybody cares to know. Like, just being able to draft this time of year, right after the NFL draft, and then you have your players year round and can make moves, you know, as opposed to the more traditional, just like August draft at the golf course and, you know, on from there, and then the season ends. Ashton Jeanty is the number one pick in almost every format. I thought before we got to the rookie draft season that I would never see him not go first at all. And so far, that's still the case. Even in super flex leagues where quarterbacks have so much more value, Cam Ward does not go 101. Ashton Jeanty goes 101 in every draft. So he is like up, he's up there with above Bijan Robinson. He's up there with Barkley when Barkley was a rookie for that kind of an interest, that kind of interest. Then 2-4 is some in some order is always Omarion Hampton with the Chargers, Tet McMillan, Carolina, Travis Hunter. And then after that, it's just kind of pick your guy from like pick 5 to the end of the first round. You see RJ Harvey with his landing spot at Denver, which is very, you know, promising for him. Henderson in New England, Judkins in Cleveland, and then a few different receivers as well. Tight end premium formats, you'll see Colston Loveland and Tyler Warren, you know, sneak into that mix too. But really, you've got one tier is one guy, and then the second tier is three guys almost always. And then after that, I think you, if you're in these kind of rookie drafts, most of which are over, you don't want to be picking at 5. You'd rather be picking at 10 because you'll get about the same player.
If you're in a just kind of regular week to week league, not dynasty, I know there was a trend a few years ago, just you kind of hold off on quarterbacks, then suddenly like Josh Allen was number, you know, 101 or 102. Where is it now with that? Like who's going early and when do you take quarterbacks?
So it's usually round
PPR leagues, by the way, I would say PPR too.
Usually round 3 at the earliest, sometimes late second for an Allen or Lamar Jackson. Jaden Daniels is right there too in that mix. But it's never like sort of the experts always kind of like scoff at the early quarterback thing. But, you know, like you said, like you get this insane production from those guys because of the rushing. You can't touch a quarterback as early as even round 3. If they don't, you can't touch Joe Burrow in the third round because right. He doesn't run. But Allen just gives you this incredible rushing potential. Lamar Jackson, 1,000 yards. I mean, come on. So it's almost like cheating. Even who's interesting this year, I think, is Justin Fields, because very few seem optimistic for him as a, you know, bona fide NFL quarterback. But the rushing ceiling is so high, and he's probably going to start all year for the Jets. So, you know, he's good value. And then there's Milroe, the rookie that Seattle took, if you think the Sam Darnold experiment might not go so well, especially for Dynasty, because his running is so elite, they say, too. But that's the key to the quarterback position, is making sure you get real production on the ground. And, you know, a few guys give you that.
The schedule, you said, week 17 is really big in the fantasy community, right, for a lot of what you do.
In best ball, it is.
Yeah.
Where you're drafting and then you're not touching your team at all. Like, there's no work to do.
Oh, yeah.
And those tournaments, you know, Best Ball Mania 6 pays out, I think, $2 million to first place. You've got to win your league through week 14 and then somehow win in other new groups weeks 15 and 16 to get to the finals. You'll have maybe 400 teams in the final, and you've got to kill it in week 17. So the most in best ball, the most important thing by far of the schedule release is who plays whom in week 17. And once that gets out tomorrow night, if not sooner, the hardcore, the sickos, will flock to Underdog and start drafting based on those correlations. You know, if the Bills do play the Bengals on that Peacock holiday surprise or whatever it is in week 17, then you're back to the Hamlin game where Buffalo and Cincinnati, yeah, two high octane offenses, you're going to want to include, you're going to want to have both teams, both the Bills and the Bengals in that case, on your represented on your roster, because you're hoping that that game ends up being, you know, explosive.
Mike, in a league that I've been in many years, we have had 12 teams for a long time. Apparently the vote is we're going to expand 2 more teams, go to 14. Trying to figure out the best way to do it, I had my suggestions. Right now we have 12 teams, only 2 divisions. Top 2 division winners make it by record, 2 division winners, and then 4 teams make the playoffs by points. What do you think the best format is for a 14 team league when it comes to divisions and playoffs?
You can do it the same way. I don't really like divisions because it's just a little bit more randomness than I think you need. I like a format where you have 2 outcomes every week. Your head-to-head score, I still like keeping that. You know, some people just are all about the points, but I still like head-to-head. Head-to-head is fun. Mm-hmm. And then also in a 12-team league, top six in points get a second win, bottom six get a loss, because that takes some of the randomness out. And, you know, you could also just kind of like award playoff spots necessarily to most points. I think you said that's what you do. You could do that too. I don't think the changing the number of teams would matter to me in that. But divisions, you know, you get the weak division, and that can, you know, be a big advantage, and that's pretty random.
You think that if you go to 14 teams, how many should make the playoffs?
The same, six. I wouldn't change that.
Interesting.
Yeah,
interesting.
Make it a little harder.
All right, I love it.
But if you use points, that's still fair. I mean, that's less likely that somebody's going to complain that, you know, you're first in points against, but seventh in points and still make it.
I mean, I know.
Nobody wants that, except the team that gets it.
All right, so what do you got going on today? You do have something on every Tuesday. You have something. What is it?
ADP Chasing, which is probably airing on YouTube as we speak, is from 10 to somewhere between 11:30 and noon. It's, you know, it's a podcast, and we just, it's flexible on when we wrap, but it'll go at least an hour and a half today. And then I'll be in with Bulldog at 3.
And then I'll join you later today if you'd like, and we'll talk a little bit more about the schedule. Mike Schilt, everybody. Yeah, thanks a lot, Mike. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.